He's taken 14 three-point shots all year, and the kid drains it from the left corner. Caleb Del Rio says, my career is not over.
You know, I'm sure it wasn't drawn up like that, huh?
Let me tell you something. They put it in the hands of Luke Meek, and he drove it. And he had a lane going left side, and they collapsed it. Three guys stood in the way of Luke Meek and the bucket. Luke Meek could have said, nope, the ball's in my hands, and we're going to live and die by what I do between here and the orange. But no, Luke Meek, the junior, sees in the corner a guy all by himself, and in that moment, he didn't care who it was. It could have been me. And Luke Meek left it for a teammate that said, you've got the open look. I trust you. And Caleb Del Rio says, I got you, brother. I got you. Brownsville 45. Carroll 44.
Let's take a minute timeout. We'll come back. Paul will do the stats, and I'll go out and start getting the Hornets up here. I'll have a big discussion with you. You are listening to Hornet Basketball on 1570, 96.9 and streaming on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Here at Encompass Credit Union, we're the community-minded people who invest in our community by giving back in every way we can. Be community-minded. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Now serving you at 4020 South Reed Road in Kokomo. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Dangwar Insurance is your hometown connection to the coverage you've got to have. Personal, commercial, agricultural, or whatever combination best suits your needs. Let Dangwar Insurance take the worry out of your life by providing customized coverage from major companies for your specific needs. Locally owned and operated with 6 locations, a Dangwar representative is not far away.
Hello, I'm Doug Tyson, president at Dangwar Insurance. Come into one of our offices and let us give you peace of mind.
Dangwar Insurance with locations in Rossville, Mulberry, Frankfort, Michigantown, Rusheville, and Delphi. Find out more at gangwarinsurance.com.
All right, welcome back. Fountain Central High School is the Hornets drain a three ball with no time on the clock, beating the Carroll Cougars 45-44. And with our stats, Mr. Carl Critchell.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be doing that. A little distracted, I'm sorry. This game, we told you before it started, was going to be one of the very best in the state of Indiana tonight. Carroll came out and punched Rossville in the face. Carroll led 23-9 at the end of the first quarter, and Rossville outscores them 36-21 the rest of the way. Rossville had a 5-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Carroll continued to run offense, give fouls. Rossville's missing free throws. The Cougars are scoring and took a 2-point lead with 6.5 to go. 6.5 seconds to go, and you got to go the length of the floor. Give it up once again for number 11. Which was Luke Meek bringing the ball down the floor, a lot of traffic in the lane, and he sees his buddy Del Rio in the corner. A kid, let me look it up again. Del Rio's hit 5 3-pointers all year long.
I was going to tell you, don't look it up.
And he hits it. He hits it like it was nothing. I don't care. I'm going to tell you right now, as Coach Dunn joins the story, and I won't keep you long because you got a lot of people that want you. I give it up for Luke Meek in that moment looking for the teammate.
You know, I've told a few people this year, we've found about every way to lose really close, tough games. You know, 15-7, and 6 of those we easily could have won, and that's not just a stretch. And Luke faltered on a few of those, and obviously he made the right decision tonight. Almost the exact type scenario last week. He traveled, and he hit the kick, and Del Rio knocked down big three. Oh, my God.
Well, I tell you, I screamed into the microphone. There are people at home right now. I woke up, and I'm not even sorry about it. I said going into tonight that this would be one of the best games in the entire state going for a sectional championship. There's a lot of familiarity with the teams. There's a certain amount of being evenly matched. I have to ask this question. What was your level of concern at 23-9 at the end of the first quarter?
Really, I thought, man, are they ever going to miss?
Right.
Yeah, they were on fire, and we panicked. And I I was walking up here and thinking, man, we were stuck on 9 forever tonight, and it felt like we were stuck on 41 or 42 there forever. At least they scored several points there. But the big thing was just trying to keep our guys' composure and realize, you know, it's a long game. We've been down before, and I felt like they settled down and realized, hey, we don't have to panic. We started making sure we got better shots, and that was part of the problem there in the first quarter. We weren't taking good shots at all.
I'm going to give you one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go and enjoy the moment. We're going to bring up a couple of players as well. The key tonight to me, you know, Luke Meek is one of your main guys.
Yep.
And he had a rough night.
Yep.
On the offense.
Right,
end.
Yep, absolutely.
He scored 2 points.
How many charges did he take?
All right.
Sorry.
He took at least 3, right?
Yep.
He took at least 3.
Right.
Defense, rebounding, the composure thing you're talking about. You see a lot of kids that average 10, 12 points a game, and they realize, I haven't even scored a bucket tonight, and that's all they're thinking about.
Right.
That's not that kid.
No.
And I want you to talk about, not just from him, but then how the rest of the team, Douglas Cornell, everybody that rallied around a teammate that they knew wasn't on top of his game on one end of the floor, was doing everything else, and so they're gonna do what they can. Damon Shaw scores 24, for instance. This is a basketball team, and I want you to talk about the importance of it being just that.
Well, the last thing I told him before we took the floor tonight was together. You know, I feel like this is team embodies that. When we play together, we're really tough, and we don't necessarily have one guy that we do everything for. And, you know, like you said, Luke had a struggled offensively tonight, but guys bought in. And, you know, we even had some guys not play very much tonight that play a lot of minutes.
Right.
And that was matchup reasons. It had nothing to do with anything other than matchup reasons. You know, they were going to exploit those things, and they did at times. So, but those kids were locked in on the bench and helping coach from the bench. So I guess when you're talking about Luke, I really think it's all of them, you know, wanting to buy into the system and play together.
I want to tell you this. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The ladder's ready. Go get your net.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
That's Coach Corey Dunn, champion coach of the Rossville Hornets, who win this one 45-44. Going to join me first is Luke Meek. And as Luke gets his headset on, Luke, I welcome you in.
Thank you.
You got people at home. This would have been a game for a guy like you with an offensive mindset to put your head down and say, man, I'm not helping. Yeah. Coach and I just talked about the fact what you did defensively, how many charges did you take, how many rebounds did you take, and then to have the wherewithal on the last play of the game to see the lane is closed down, but I got a wide open teammate that I trust in the corner. What's going through your mind on that very last play?
So I tried to take the charge earlier on defense and it didn't work, and he ended up making the shot. And, you know, we practice that shot all the time in practice, you know, that play, especially for last second scenarios. And I'm bringing the ball down, and I honestly thought I was going to take it to the rim, and then I saw Caleb wide open in the corner, so I passed it to him and he hit it. And I mean, we're here now, so.
How much? You got a guy that just came up here with game ball and the trophy. How much do you love this guy? Because I made this comment in the game, and I'll talk to him about it. This guy can play on my team any day of any week, right?
Yeah.
Reed Douglas is going to join us in a second. How much do you love this guy?
A lot. I mean, out of everybody on our team, he probably has the best, like, go-get-it attitude. Like, don't stand down from nobody, no matter how big or strong they are. And, you know, we were down in the first quarter, and he's like, we're still in this game, and we ended up coming back. So he's always got a positive mindset. Even when he's not doing good, he lifts everybody else up.
One last question for you, and then I'll let you rejoin the hysteria. Down 23-9 at the end of one. All right? You're down 23-9. What becomes the mindset for a team as good as you are? We're down 14. What's your mindset?
No, all of us were just talking about how we had to start getting kills. You know, they couldn't score. We had to bring the ball down. We had to score. And just playing solid on defense, taking good shots on offense, you know, not chucking up threes, getting to the rim, getting buckets, getting fouls, You just need a good shot and good defense.
That's the perfect second quarter scenario where you outscored them 12-2
yep.
and got us to within four.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic effort. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
next
Appreciate
week,
it.
Okay? That was number 11, Luke Meek, who had the game-winning assist as he passed it over to Caleb Del Real. Here in just a moment, I'm going to be joined by senior guard Reed Douglas. You sit right here, Reed. You put that headset on. Put it right on.
Oh, I can hear you.
Reed.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm Carl. I'm nobody. It doesn't need to be sir. I made this comment in the fourth quarter of this game tonight after watching you play a lot of this season and in this game that this kid can play on my team any day of any week. And it's because, and I say this in a very complimentary way, okay? Take this as a compliment. It's intended.
Yes, sir.
All right? When you're on my team, I love you. When you're on the other team, I'm cheering against you.
Yes, sir.
Because you're an easy guy to cheer against if you're on the other team.
Right.
But I need at least one or two or three of you on my team to make it work. All right? You know what you're doing. You know how you play the game. All right? And you bring a level of intensity that nobody else in here understands. All right? Did you grow up with that? Did you learn that? What is that mindset?
Honestly, yeah. When I was a little kid, I would go into sports, and I wasn't always the most talented. And my parents and my coaches, they always taught me, like, you got to work harder than the other person, and you got to bring the energy to be better than them. And the only way I can be better than them with my height, compared to Carol, they're 6'3", 6'3", 6'2", 6'4". I can't compete with that at 5'10", 5'11". But if I work harder than them, I get up and down the court, I get into them a little bit, then not even the playing field, and I have a way better advantage than they do.
And I'm here for it. I'm here, and I'm loving it. There was a play happen right here. You even offered to help a kid off the floor. He waved you off. You kind of smiled. All right. A little gamesmanship. I'm here for all of that. I just appreciate the way you play the game. Now.
Appreciate it.
First quarter down 14. As a senior over here talking to your teammates, what's coming out of your mouth?
Fellas, we played them earlier in the season, and all I kept saying was, we've been here before. We've been here before. We've been in these situations before. I mean, we played them earlier in the season. We went to half, down 14. What team's going to come back from that, especially with the talented team like they are? We came back in the third quarter, scored 20-4, and we're back in the game like that. We lost, unfortunately, in the regular season, but kept telling them, we've been here before. We know how to win. Winning's a culture. You don't just pick it up off the ground. And we know how to win. And I kept telling them, win. We just got to stay in it and win. Play together. That's the only way we could have won. If we fell apart, kept getting selfish, if we were selfish at the end right there, we lose that ball game.
No doubt.
Caleb is not our best shooter, and we all know it. But you know what? We gave the ball up to the open guy. And that's teamwork. That's a family.
Man, that's beautiful. Because it was obvious from the onset of the play. I said coming out, put the ball in Shaw's hands, put the ball in Douglas's hands. They give it to Meek. We set him up at the top, and he goes left. And I said, he'll have a lane. And it closed fast.
Oh, yeah.
But you're telling me as he dishes out to Del Real, who's hit 5 threes all year long, you still feel okay?
You know what? He shot that, and I said, no way. That is in. And I lost my mind. I don't even know what game it was. It was a very, very close game at the end of the game. And Caleb had a wide open three at the top of the key, and he missed it. We get in the locker room, coach goes, Caleb, are you a good enough shooter to shoot that ball at the end of the game like that? And he goes, no, coach. He's not our best shooter. Usually we wouldn't have him taking that shot. But that right there, that shows confidence in our players and his teammates, confidence that we had in him. That is something you can't value more than anything on a team like this. Because if we're selfish, we don't win that ball game at all. At all.
You just called it a family. I'm going to let you rejoin your family, and I'm going to see you next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
Congratulations,
Thank
Reed
you.
Douglas.
Thank you.
Reed Douglas of the Hornets. We're going to have another one join us here in just a moment. His name's going to be Damon Shaw. Senior Damon Shaw will have a seat here in just a second. A lot of love going on out here. Put that headset on, Damon. Damon Shaw, welcome to the winner's circle. All right.
Thank you, thank you.
On a night when it was obvious that your counterpart, Luke Meek, was having a little off night offensively.
Yeah.
It became pretty aware to you early in this game you needed to shoulder a little more of the load. Mm-hmm. You ended tonight with 24 points. You're a young man that averages 15 and a half a game. You score 24. If you fall anywhere short of that, we're not sitting here talking. I'm packing up and going home. All right. But you realized as a teammate, and I think this is the theme from all of the people that have come here and said, you recognize as a teammate you needed to shoulder more of an offensive load here this evening. Mm-hmm. All right. Feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, especially hit that three at the end of the game to win it. I mean, you just don't want to end the game. Like, that's just the best way to end the game. Like,
I'll ask you, like I asked the rest, as the final play is drawn up and everybody trusts in what Coach Dunn writes down and the ball is brought up, we get the little screen at the top, and it's one that I've seen Luke Meek make the move and drive all year long. We're going to lay it in. We're going to go to overtime.
Yep.
And Carroll knows that as well as anybody. Uh-huh. There's such familiarity in these teams. They close the gap, and you see the pass go over to the corner of the wide-open shooter, right?
Yep.
But it's Caleb, who's hit five threes all year long. You feeling all right about it?
I mean, I have confidence in all my teammates. Like, if there's any shot that, like, anybody can hit, it's anybody on my team. Like, there's nobody that can't hit a shot on this team. Or, I mean, we're all good shooters. We're all share the ball well. Luke was supposed to get downhill, get a layup, put us into overtime, but he saw Caleb in the corner, trusted him. Caleb put it in and won the game.
What does this mean on the heels of last year winning a championship and then having your season cut short? You were cheated out of the rest of your season last year, so what does tonight mean in regard to that?
This is just, can't even put it into words. Like, last year it was devastating. Once I heard the news, I was crying, but then I knew we had a chance this year. I knew we had a good chance, and now we're going. I mean, couldn't be more happier. I mean,
and you don't even care who you play next,
no,
right?
No, nope.
You couldn't care less.
Nope.
Do you even know where you're going next?
LaPel?
We're going to LaPel.
Yep.
All right. We're going to play the second game of LaPel. We're going to be there recovering. And you get a whole another week of practice.
Yep.
And extend what has been just a fantastic basketball mm-hmm. career. I want to let you go and join your family. You got your piece of net yet?
Yep.
Yeah. You got it right there. Take that with you.
Yep.
Join your family and congratulations.
Right.
I'll see you next
week. Thank you.
Excellent game tonight.
Thank you.
That is Damon Shaw, who led all scorers this evening with 24 points. You were looking for some stats. I'll give them to you. That young man, Damon Shaw, scores 24 on 9 of 18 shooting and 4 of 5 at the free throw line. He hits a couple of threes besides three. Douglas scored 8. Hardly begins to tell the story. Caleb Del Real scored 6 points. He scored 6, including the last 3, to win the game. Jesse Cornell with 5. Luke Meek scores 2 points tonight. As Rossville goes 16 to 46 from the floor, including 6 of 21 from behind the arc, 7 of 13 at the free throw line. To be joined now by number 21 in your program, senior Jesse Cornell. Go ahead and put this on, Jesse. And I want to ask you something, sir. Coming down the stretch, one of the things that I noticed was you and Reed were guarding the two Duff boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that your coaching staff or somebody looked you in the eye and said they don't score anymore, right?
Yes, sir.
That's your job?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do you go into that mindset? I played basketball a lot of years. I was never a defender. I'm here to tell you that right now. I wanted the ball. I wanted to score. And defense was something we did until we got the ball back. Give me the mindset of a defender who needs to go into lockdown mode.
Well, for me, it's just something that my team needed, which was, and it's been my role for the past how many years on varsity, is I just try to do what the team needs, and if that's defense, then that's what I'll do. So I just get up on them and don't leave.
Let me tell you something. As a guy that liked to score, I hated being guarded by a guy like you. I couldn't get away from you. You were a problem, and you were in my nightmares. Let me tell you this. As this game unfolded and you fall down by 14 points, you're one of the leaders, right? Captain, senior, all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
How are you talking to your teammates at the end of the first quarter when Carroll kind of came out and punched you in the face?
I think that the game's not over. It's still the first quarter. We've come back from worse. I think that it's our mindset, and, I mean, there's nothing that we can't accomplish if we just put our mind to it.
This is a team you're very familiar with. You play them a lot. You went to their place, fell behind, came mm-hmm. back, fell short at the end. And then on the heels of that and last year's disappointment of winning a title and then having your season stop, all of this has to be fueling you coming into this game, right? So as you begin your comeback, as maybe your legs start to get tired, talk about how mentally you can, I don't know, flip a switch or something that says we're not going home tonight. We're just not.
For me, that's just like focusing on like the regional that we never got last year. And I, like you said, we played this team before. It's the team we lost to. So it just give us more energy, more fire to come back and play a team that we really wanted to beat.
Folks, this is Jesse Cornell. I'm going to let you join your teammates and your family out here. I'm going to talk to one more guy, and we're going to see you next Saturday.
Okay, appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jesse Cornell joined us. And as he steps aside, you've got, we got another interview going behind us. That's all right. Let me finish what we were talking about. Damon Shaw with his 24, leading all scorers for the Carroll Cougars. Owen Duff with 12 points. Jake Skinner with 8. Jaden Harness with 7. Ethan Duff with 6. Huerta with 4. Viney with 4. And Caleb Meek, who hit the first three-pointer of the game, didn't score anymore after that. The Cougars go 18 of 40, including 5 of 7 from deep and 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Both of these teams put forth maximum effort up and down the floor here this evening. Who do I have now? It's number 3, Caleb Del Rio. Caleb, do you know how many three-pointers you've made all year?
Honestly, no.
5.
5.
5.
Sounds about right, yeah.
You've made 5. And you're standing over in the corner as your man leaves to go clog the lane for Luke Meek. Everybody's got to know what is the mindset of any player then who sees their teammate, their brother, stop and deliver them a ball for a sectional championship. Is any of the weight of the game on your mind, or is this as simple as we do this every day in practice?
Honestly, it didn't feel like there was that much pressure on me. I shot it with confidence, and thankfully it went in. We prepared for this.
I'm going to piggyback on this confidence thing, all right? Shooting with confidence. Shooting is a lot of confidence, okay? It's something I did a lot 30-plus years ago. Shooting is a lot, and I notice as you receive, step in, and let it fly, but you're also a young man that had just missed a couple of free throws. Mm-hmm. Is that weighing on you at all, or are you headstrong enough to say, I don't worry about that, I got to catch this pass and hit this shot?
Yeah, I just I had to make up for it somehow, and honestly, I think missing those free throws gave me the, I don't even know, the mindset that I got to hit it, so thankfully I was able to.
Who's the first person you ran to after you hit the shot? Do you even remember?
I can't even remember. I hit it, and it just feels like everybody was all over me. It was all black.
Here's what I recall from it. You hit it, and everybody ran to you.
That sounds about right.
You guys, and I can't remember which young man said it, you guys are a family. It goes beyond being teammates. It goes beyond being friends. You guys are a family, and it's the only way you win a game like this.
Yes, sir.
You guys have now made the rims naked on both ends. You're taking home your piece of the net, and a net and a trophy to put in a trophy case. But let me promise you this. Long after people forget the final score tonight, they're going to remember this team as a family. As now you prepare for another week of practice, which I'm sure you're looking forward to, and an opportunity to go play a regional that you didn't get to play last week, what's job one come Monday afternoon? In your mind, what is job one Monday afternoon going to practice?
Just getting back to it, continuing to work hard and just do the things we've been doing all year long and that makes us who we are today, and just keeping that family mindset and just keep working hard.
And you don't even care who you play, do you?
Nope, don't care one bit.
The fact is you're going to play another day.
Yes, sir.
Young man, that shot is what is called a money shot, and I'm proud to shake hands with the money. Congratulations,
thank
and I'll
you.
See you next Saturday.
Thank you.
Caleb Del Rio, the three-pointer from the left corner to win it for the Rossville Hornets. Hornets 45, Carroll Cougars 44. gee, Don, you couldn't find the water boy or anybody else to send up here to me?
Well, I want to make sure that Caleb was the last guy up here. I mean,
I got to tell you, this game was the most fun I've had a basketball game in years, because I could actually see the wheels turning for both coaches, and I could feel a part of it within a handful of players. I wish I could tell you that I would have had the ability that Luke Meek did at the end of the game to pass it off, because I'm not sure I would have.
Yep.
If the coach drew it up and said, you're going to bring it down right side, I'm going to get you a little screen, a little shade at the top, and then you need to go downhill, one dribble, and lay it up over the rim so we go to overtime. I have a feeling that's what I'd have done. Now, I was never 6 foot whatever a Luke Meek is, and so I would have never been asked to go downhill and try to lay it over the front of the rim. But I'm here to tell you, if I was told you're taking the last shot, I would have taken the last shot, even with the three guys around me. Luke Meek making the pass, and he doesn't even care who's standing there. He doesn't care. It's Caleb Del Real, who's made 5 three-pointers all year. He doesn't care. He trusts that guy to hit that shot, and it was the right play. Here's the weird thing. It's the right play. And as much as I give the glory to Caleb for hitting that shot, I am drawn to a Luke Meek that delivered the ball. I on a night when he's made 2 points, he's got 2 free throws. He's one of your leaders. He knows he's counted on to put the ball in the basket. And in his head, it could have been, I'm going to go lay this in to put it to overtime so that I'm doing my – no, no. Luke Meek said, we are going to win this game on this shot from the corner. To give that up to that teammate in that moment floors me, and tip my cap. That's all.
I'd gone up to Luke when I was telling him to come up here and talk to you, and I said, see how important it is just to do what it is right.
Oh.
You don't have to score points, but, you know, you've got the ball to the right hand at the right time. And I said, that's what's so great about high school basketball.
It's the winning assist. It's the 3 charges, at least 3 charges that he took tonight. It's the first thing that Coach Dunn said. I don't care if he had 2 points. How many charges did he take?
Yeah.
I mean, it's team, it's family, and there's a lot of appreciation for each other. Call it love if you want. I ain't here for a love fest. I'm here for the fact that these guys pull for each other, pick each other up, and Luke Meek is willing to deliver the game-winning pass instead of taking the game-tying shot. That's outstanding.
Yeah. Well, it's what we drew up. It's what we thought we'd be, a great basketball game to the end, which it was. Final score here, 45-44. The Hornets go on. Have we figured out if it's going to be Lewis Cass or if it's going to be Rochester yet?
I can
check and see.
I can check and see if you've got anything else to talk about. I know Frankfurt did fall this evening. Just to put a wrap on that one. A good job by the Hot Dogs getting to that championship game. But Greencastle too much for them.
So they'll be playing game 2 at LaPel. They'll be playing Lewis Cass or Rochester. Lewis Cass was leading in the fourth quarter by a couple points. And so Carl's going to check that out. Game 1 at LaPel. Looks like it's Blackford beating Taylor. And then it's either Franklin or Wappahannock in the first basketball game. So all your power is going to be sitting there in the first ball game, and the Hornets are going to come in on game 2. Should be able to knock off their rival either at Lewis Cass or at Rochester for game 2. Carl and I will have that broadcast. The Hot Dogs are now out, so we will be heading to LaPel. Our first thought was that we were going to try to split the difference, try to get the Hot Dogs in the morning, figuring the Hornets would win in the morning. We'd get them in the evening in the championship game over at LaPel. But next Saturday we'll be all at LaPel. We'll grab the Hornets on game 2 over there, and hopefully we'll be doing a championship game in the regional level over at LaPel.
Final score, Rochester 53, Cass 50. Rochester advances.
All right, so it'll be the Hornets and the Zebras next week at the LaPel. All right, for Carl to my right, for Dennis Bergendorf, thanks, Dennis, for hanging in there with us, doing all the things that we ask. We're very, very appreciative of it. As we still have one more week of basketball to go. You've been listening to Hornet Basketball on 1570, 96.9, and streaming on Clinton County Daily News. Congratulations to the Rossville Hornets. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to exciting high school basketball action on W.